This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I still haven't gotten to the culture war stuff. All this breaking news keeps popping up.
We did have a suggestion here. Remember somebody asked last night, by the way, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Send in your questions now. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Whole 3 hours I answer your questions, all right? Someone said, when we go to the Holy Land next year, remember me and the fellas are heading to Israel next year and our family and stuff like that, and you if you want to go. He said, just play the Happy Days jingle for 3 hours. One, that was hilarious. When I think it's hilarious. Chris, you were all stressed out. For those who don't know, one night, this is a couple weeks ago, while I was live on the air, so I didn't know the difference, something happened with the specs and the rotary megahertz or something, Chris, whatever you people do over there with the wires, and every station across the country got 15 minutes of the Happy Days song. We showed up next day. And there were so many emails. People were so mad and confused. And to which I said, Chris texted me when it was going on. I said, wow, that's a great song. I don't see any shame in it. One, Chris, why has the Happy Days song not been mixed back in the rotation like I specifically requested? It's in the rotation. How many songs did we have? Like 300? Oh, okay. I guess I'll just be patient then. Either way, yes, that's a good idea. Chris, we'll talk to the suits about that. 10 straight days of nothing but Happy Days. Come on. That would be sweet. That'd be sweet. Jesse, if abolishing the FBI altogether is too hard or too politically unfeasible, then let's ban the FBI from having guns. Play up the dangerous weapons of war, nonsensical BS the left always says about guns, and let's ban these KGB agents from owning weapons. You understand that that's what they originally were? You know what's so wild about this? Now, I'm not a full-blown expert on the history of the FBI, but I know a little bit about a little bit. When J. Edgar Hoover, and I realize his name is not exactly a great name in American history, not looked at very favorably, but to his credit, if I have to give him credit, when he was really getting this thing rolling, he only viewed it as the FBI being a bunch of accountants and lawyers to help track things down, you know, federally, to have give kind of this over-the-top umbrella federal view. There wasn't all these counterterrorism task force, and that's long before they took a sniper rifle to Randy Weaver's wife and child. It was just, that's what they were. But like everything else, it goes completely out of control. That's true. That's how it was supposed to be. Good idea, lady. Chad in Vermont, go. Oh, shoot, I didn't click on the button, Chad. Don't feel stupid. Chad, Vermont, go. Chad, how are you screwing this up? You know what, Chad? Vermont's maple syrup isn't even that good. Jillian, Tampa, go.
Hey, this is Joanne. I have a public service announcement. I ended up trending number one on Facebook for 3 days. I had a Woman for Trump t-shirt, USA, and I trended number one. And I thought it was the coolest thing. My daughter set me up a Facebook account, stuck me on there, and it was really a lot of fun until I got an audit from the IRS. So and that's God's honest truth. Please.
People forget the IRS under Barack Obama. And honestly, it's hard to ever tell the beginning of something, right? We always want to find a starting point where this was when it really kicked off. This is when it really went downhill. This is when, like for our show, for instance, some people would say the show really went downhill when I was given a soundboard. I would disagree, but some people would say so. When did the country really, really, really start to get bad? I think you could make an argument, and there's a million ways to argue this. I think you could make the argument when Barack Obama tapped Lois Lerner, when Barack Obama tapped Lois Lerner to head the IRS, and she used her position as head of the Internal Revenue Service to attack Barack Obama's political opponents and walked away scot-free. We have got to have a country when we end up breaking away and we form the Republic of Jesse. I want you to understand, in the Republic of Jesse, people in government will have the worst punishments. If you're the head of the IRS and you use that position to attack the political opponents of the President of the United States of America, you should never see the light of day again unless it's your 1 hour a day to exercise at Fort Leavenworth. And that's not being over the top. You have to do that. You have to have that level of accountability for people in government power to scare the rest of them straight, right? When Lois Lerner got to scam off and ride off into the sunset after she did that to us, you could probably make an argument that was the beginning of when it got really, really bad. Now look at it. Now they do it all the time. All the time they abuse us. They abuse us out in the open. And if you bother calling them on it, they actually run to the microphone and say, "Don't question my integrity."
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect.
There, I finished out his press conference for him. That's as much of that voice as I can possibly handle. Yo, Jesse, all that talk earlier in this week about the idiot New York governor fake grilling, that was hilarious, got me thinking. Are you a gas grill guy, or do you charcoal grill like a man that still has self-respect? Either way, I love the show, you hunk. Buenas tardes, brother. He says I can say his name. His name is Dan. Look. All right, I have a confession I need to make. Okay, Chris, I'm going to tell the truth. Okay, give me a second. Sometimes it takes a minute to get the courage up. It's actually way worse than you think. Not only do I have a gas grill at the house, I have a smoker at the house. But it's not what you'd call a traditional smoker at the house. It's one of the one where you put the little wood pellets in there and then you just kind of set the temperature and you never have to think about it again and you walk away. What'd you say, Chris? It's not like an oven, Chris. It's a pellet smoker. It's nothing. It's not baking outdoors. It's way different. There's smoking pellets and stuff. Okay, so I not only have a gas grill, I have a pellet smoker. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry. I like convenience. Forgive me. Lenny in Pennsylvania, go. Lenny? That sucked. I was going to do the George, the talk. Have you ever seen the movie of Mice and Men? And you guys have never seen, have you at least read the book? Don't lie and say you've read the book, Chris. If you've listened to the book on tape, that does not count as having read the book. We're done with this. I can't take this anymore. Brody in Atlanta, go. Phones don't work anymore, apparently. I don't know what's going on here. Jesse, you might be the only person around my age that uses the expression man alive. I laugh every time I hear you say it, but where do we get it from? I was born and raised in Northeast Ohio. I know you started in that general area. Do I say man alive a lot? Do I? I never realized. I bet it sounds sultry when I say it, though. What, Chris? Does it? I bet it does. Anyway. All right. 877-377-4373. If I dropped you, call back. We'd probably scoot something up with the phones, but I've been teasing this for like 45 minutes. We keep having these daggone things pop up, and I haven't gotten to it. Culture war stuff. You remember back in May when I said this? Mark my words. And as sick as this is, within 10 years, pedophilia and bestiality will have moved into the mainstream in this country. They will be things that are openly promoted on the news. And you can vomit in the trash can and say I'm wrong. You know I'm right. It is a fact. That's the way it goes. I mean, look at how it started, right? You remember how it started? Wow, just gay marriage, just equality. Now we have kids who go around schools barking like dogs, and the teachers set out dog bowls so they can eat like dogs in the schools. We have 12-year-olds mutilating themselves. It gets worse from here. That was me in May. This is me in July.
Within 10 years, write this down, Mr. Producer. Within 10 years, you are going to see, you know those little drop boxes you see on the online forms that used to be Mr. or Mrs.? You know, miss, whatever. And now they're all he, him, hers, they, theirs. It's all these weirdo freak things. You're going to start seeing MAP on that drop-down list within 10 years. You know what MAP stands for? Minor Attracted Persons.
You do remember when I said those things, right? Yeah, hang on. You're going to want to stick around for this next thing. While we make our way there, I just want you to remember, it only gets worse if we don't play offense. Hang on, I'll play it for you.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm sorry. Look, we have to discuss something icky right now. It's icky, all right? It's an icky world, but it's so gross out there right now. Look, we're going to set aside the FBI stuff for a minute, and I'll get back to the calls and stuff like that. They worked it out. They figured it out. It was our fault, not your fault. I'll get back to that, but just give me a few. Everything's so ugly culturally right now with all the LGBTQ Air Force stuff, and it's just endless. And it's happened so fast, hasn't it? It seems like yesterday everyone was normal, and today 15-year-olds are cutting their penis off, and you and me were sitting here thinking, okay, when did demons take over the country? What's going on? But because we're so shocked at where we are, I think we make the mistake of not understanding that they're not finished yet. They haven't reached some final demon form, right? They're not going to stop. And you could say, well, Jesse, if this isn't the bottom, where's the bottom? It's important you understand when you're dealing with this level of evil, when we're talking about mutilation of children and things like that, when you're dealing with this level of evil, there's no bottom. It's unending. It's a never-ending black abyss is what it is. Until they're stopped, they don't stop. Again, just quickly, remember when I said what I've been saying over and over and over again?
Within 10 years, write this down, Mr. Producer. Within 10 years, you are going to see, you know those little drop boxes you see on the online forms that used to be Mr. or Mrs., you know, Miss, whatever? And now they're all he, him, hers, they, theirs. It's all these weirdo freak things. You're going to start seeing MAP on that drop-down list within 10 years. You know what MAP stands for? Minor Attracted Persons.
Oh, Jesse, you're crazy. That won't happen here. Allow me to introduce you to Miranda Galbraith. She is a therapist in the state of Pennsylvania. She is licensed by the state of Pennsylvania. She took this video recording of herself and felt totally free to publish it online. Now, as you listen, please understand.
I believe this is the beginning.
There's no bottom. There is no bottom.
My name is Miranda. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population. You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated to MAPS, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people in order to harm them or slander them. I
still think I'm crazy. You know what? Maybe I am crazy. Maybe I was insane to think it would take 10 years. And look, I understand it's been a heavy week. And look, it's a lot of heavy stuff tonight, too, and all that. But look, I'm just going to give it to you right between the eyes, okay? Are you ready? You know what? Full disclosure. You know how I tell you to put your money where your morals are? I am a huge liar and a hypocrite because took the family to a movie a few nights ago. That new DC Super Pets movie. And I'm almost always good about looking up these movies to make sure they're not communist filth before I go. And I didn't this time. Paid the ticket prices. Family of four. Went to the movie. 10 minutes into the movie. I just want to take my kids to a superhero movie. 10 minutes in. Couple lesbians in the park in the movie. For the new cartoon movie. So I'm a hypocrite and I'm a liar. I'm mad at myself about doing it. But wrap your mind around this. Wrap your mind around this. Are you ready in less than 10 years to take your kids to a cartoon movie and have that lesbian couple instead be an adult male with a 12-year-old girl? I know that's the grossest thing you've ever heard on the radio. That's the grossest thing I've ever said on the radio. But please understand that is reality for who we're dealing with. Please understand that is where we're going unless these people are stopped. When I tell you to run for school board and put your values into your school, that's why. We are dealing with demons. When I tell you I have an idea for an investment idea for America's medical establishment, I believe we should get a load of very, very wealthy right-wing investors and start a completely alternate medical community, one that doesn't push filth like this. This is why I say we have to create a separate world from these demons. Take over your school board. Stop paying them money. We have to start passing state laws, state and local laws that treat these people like the repulsive demonic scum they are. This is Boston's Children's Hospital.
Gender-affirming hysterectomy is very similar to most.
Gender-affirming hysterectomy, in case you're wondering, is them mutilating children.
Hysterectomies that occur. A hysterectomy itself is the removal of the uterus, the cervix, which is the opening of the uterus, and the fallopian tube.
Again, I want to stress, this is Boston Children's Hospital.
Which are attached to the sides of the uterus. Some gender-affirming hysterectomies will also include the removal of the ovaries, but that's technically a separate procedure called a bilateral oophorectomy. And not every gender-affirming hysterectomy includes that, and people who are getting gender-affirming hysterectomies do not have to have their ovaries removed.
Jesse, what's the bottom? Jesse, it's so crazy right now. Can you believe this? There is no bottom. There is a never-ending black abyss that goes down into the pit of hell until these people are stopped. And that is not being over the top. It is what's coming. That lesbian couple at that sorry movie I went to with my family a few days ago, that's a man and a child he's, quote, in a relationship with in less than 10 years unless these people are stopped. You think I'm crazy? I don't think you do anymore, do you? All right, I'll get back to some emails and then, you know, let you have your say. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get to some emails here, get back to these calls in a second. I do want to just remind you, I don't want to sound like a broken record, all right? I'm not going to do this all the time. Run for your local school board. Don't think to yourself, Jesse, I'm in a red area. I'm fine. Jesse, I'm out of your rural America. God and country, I'm fine. You think you're fine? Please listen in with me as we hear from the school board in Fargo, North Dakota.
I move that the Fargo Board of Education rescind the action it took on March 22nd, 2022, in which it voted to begin each regular meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance immediately following the call to order. The board reciting the pledge runs counter to our district's philosophy. Given that the word God in the text of the Pledge of Allegiance is capitalized, and Jim had brought this up in our previous discussion of this, the text is clearly referring to the Judeo-Christian God. And therefore, it does not include any other faiths, such as Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, all of which are practiced throughout the country.
Oh, man. We got rid of the Judeo-Christian God. My word. Well, what did we replace it with? This is what we replaced it with.
My name is Miranda. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions.
Which God do you want in schools? How was America doing back when we actually prayed before school, huh? Chad in Vermont, it was our phones, buddy, not mine. I'm sorry I insulted your maple syrup.
That's all right, buddy. Hey, I wasn't sure if you've ever been to Vermont or New England, but how would we get your show and Glenn Beck and Buck and Clay up in that part of the country? That's my main.
We're on WRKO in Boston. I know we're on... Shoot, we're on in Albany, we're on in Boston. I don't know if we're on. Chris, will you see if we're on anywhere in Vermont? And Chris is looking it up right now to see if we could see if we have something. Remember something? Here's a little behind the scenes. I didn't think we were. I would have remembered it. I remember most of the affiliates, and I wasn't sure if there was one in Vermont. Here's a little inside radio stuff if you want to take a break from all the news. All right, so this is my job. It's to come sit down behind the microphone and be wildly handsome. All right, what, Chris? That's my job. But remember, there's a gigantic company. Premier is the biggest syndication company in the world. there's a lot of very, very important people who way outrank me out there that have different jobs. One of them, I didn't ask him if I could use his name before I came on the air, so I better not do that. One of them, his job is this. He goes around to different radio stations in America, and he sells the show, basically. Not for money, that's not what I mean, but he says, hey, your ratings would get better with The Jesse Kelly Show, with Clay and Buck, with Glenn Beck. He tries to get the show on more stations. If your show's doing really well, as this one is, they really push that into overdrive. If your show's not, you're probably going to start shrinking and losing stations. You should know, don't worry, and no fear whatsoever. We are most definitely expanding and not shrinking. It is unbelievably going really well. I have no idea why you like this, but you do. So, look, fine, we're not going anywhere, but that's the behind the scenes. Maybe they're shopping Vermont as we speak. Look, if you missed the show, remember, you can listen to the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes after. You can listen to the podcast or the iHeart app. Chris, is the iHeart app free? It is, right? Dude, the iHeart app is free. You can listen live. You can listen to the show live. Just pick any one of our great affiliates from coast to coast, and you can click on that station and listen to the show live. So there's at least all kinds of options for you now. All right? All right. Joaquin, Pennsylvania. Go, boss.
Hey, Jesse Kelly, slap your mama. That's fantastic stuff. Hey, this is your wingnut Joaquin, lunatic fringe. You smell a nail gun? I do. But I want to actually go back to being the original Oracle 5-6 years ago. I already started pointing out it was Republicans that caused all this. And if we don't really take a serious look at this and blame them, we will never solve a thing. And Jeff Sessions, I'm surprised. I don't know who put him in. It was a very astute chess player, 10 moves ahead, because he could have not taken the job, but he recused himself the very next day. Then you had that mantra of, oh, we got to let the investigation run its course.
Here's what I know about Jeff Sessions. I don't know him personally, full disclosure. I do know this. He has a reputation for being a very good man. The kind of man you would want as your grandpa, frankly. He has a reputation of being a very, very good man. But here's the problem. I know lots of guys who are good dudes. The kind of guy, you know what kind of guy, even though it's kind of a woman's job, kind of guy I'd hire to babysit my kids. He's just such a good dude, just a nice guy. He'll probably get together with my kids and they'll have a Werther's Original together, right? And maybe play some squirt guns and stuff. Just a good guy. I can't think of, I don't want to say can't think of a single because I'm doing this off the top of my head. I can't think of very many good guys I know who I would want to go to war with. You know who I'd want to go to war with more than anyone else on the planet? If you were to tell me, Jesse, you have to, even though you're old and fat now, you have to put on your combat gear and you have to go to some combat zone somewhere and you can take one person you went to war with before with you, you know who I would take with me? I'm not going to say his name and I haven't talked to his family. I would take with me the guy who you would consider to be an unhinged barbarian. He has drinking problems. He has anger problems. He's been arrested more times than I can count. I wouldn't in a million years leave him alone with my wife and kids in the house for even 15 minutes. But if I had to strap on my gear and go shoot some people in a foreign combat zone and I knew they were shooting back, there's no one on the planet I would rather have with me than this guy. Jeff Sessions is a good guy. The truth is, even though I make fun of him a lot, I think guys like Tim Scott are good guys. This is not the time for good guys. If you're looking for a little league coach, go find yourself a good guy. We are up against demons who are after our children. Good guy time was yesterday. Of course Jeff Sessions recused himself. That's what a good guy would do. I'm Jeff Sessions, proud to be Attorney General. Oh, you know what? I'm sure this is all on the up and up. There's certainly not a bunch of communist monsters getting ready to use a Mueller investigation to destroy the first 2 years of Trump's presidency. I want to look like a good dude. I want to show my principles. We're above all that. I think I'll sit this one out, guys. I'm going to recuse myself like a good guy would do. Hey, you Democrats, you're good guys too, right? You do the same thing, right? It ain't the good guy time. because they wouldn't, and they didn't. I played it a couple days ago. I'm not going to play it right now. Bill Barr. Remember when Bill Barr got up behind the podium and he actually bragged about how, well, hey, look, we're not going to get into some political tit for tat here. We're not going to do that, guy. We're not going to use two standards of justice. You know what the communists were doing behind the scenes when they watched that? Look at this weak loser. The second Bill Barr walked out the door, the FBI is kicking in Donald Trump's door in Mar-a-Lago. How'd that no tit for tat thing work out, Bill? You look like a good guy. Very principled. I'm a very good dude. Good guy time was yesterday. Now it's my time. What, Chris? All right. I will actually get to the rest of these calls real quick because I'm sorry. I had a lot to say tonight. I'll get to these calls and I'll get to headlines in a second. Go give $11 real quick, though. Do me a favor. Give $11 to widows and orphans. Just because we're mad at the FBI and inflation sucks and gas prices are high and everything else is going to crap doesn't mean that widow who lost her husband in Afghanistan with two kids to raise, it doesn't mean she's not still in dire straits. Tunnel to Towers finds these widows, and they find the widows of first responder families too, remember, for the men and women who die in the line of duty, and they help them. They come alongside them. They pay off mortgages. Catastrophically injured veterans, they build them smart homes. They're building an entire do-good village community in Florida. They ask you for $11 a month. Surely we can do that, right? 11 bucks a month. Sign up to give it automatically, and you'll never know it's gone. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. Go.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry. I'm getting back there. Remember, tomorrow, for you new listeners, and ridiculously, there are a lot. On Fridays on the show, we do Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where I take the whole 3 hours and I answer your questions that you email in. There's no calls. There's no guests. Whatever you email into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We do it every Friday. It's an Ask Me Anything. I don't know when we started this or why we started it or how it got so popular, but email them in. They don't have to be political. Whatever you want to know. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's one. Before we get back to these. Two. I have no earthly idea. I'll be honest with you. I have no earthly idea how bad the economic situation is going to be. You read the same articles I do. You see all the dire things they're saying on TV like I do. I have told you what I think. I think we're having Great Depression Part 2, just simply because they're trying to get us into one. I don't know if that's true. I'll be totally frank. I don't know if that's true. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll pull out of this thing. But I know this. I have an emergency food supply for myself and my family. And I always will. And I'll tell you what, I pray to God the day comes that I get, I think it's like 25 years from now when it expires, that I get to take my Patriot Supply food unopened after it expired, and throw it in the trash and say, whew, thank goodness I never needed that. Whew, that was a great waste of money. I pray to God I get to say that one day. But man alive, the alternative is a little worse, isn't it? You can get a 4-week food supply for $50 off at preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Have a 4-week food supply every person who lives in your home. If you're alone, just get one. That's fine. Look, if it's four of you, get four of them. But preparewithjessekelly.com will get you $50 off each one. My Patriot Supply, I'll mail it to your house, unmarked boxes. Join me 25 years from now and crossing your fingers that we get to throw this thing away unused, huh? I don't know how confident I am in that, but let's hope. Preparewithjessekelly.com. All right, we are not long on time, so I need you to get right to the point and churn and burn, okay? Churn and burn, baby. Steven, Allentown, go.
Jesse, I just want to say, shields high, semper fi, and I am one of the few people that you will ever talk to who has saved someone's life because they had a firearm. I actually saved a woman from being beaten to death because I had a deer rifle, my good old 30-06, and I helped her until the state police and the regional police and everybody else showed up. But it took them, like, you know, 7-8 minutes, and she wouldn't have made it if somebody hadn't helped her out. And it,
Semper Fi, my brother. Keep a weapon on you. Keep yourself trained. It's a dangerous world out there. Brody, Atlanta, go.
El Jefe, I was wondering if you ever picked up your carry piece.
I'm so embarrassed to say I didn't pick it up yet, and here's why. Remember, I have the Glock 19 and my Hero Gun. Those are my carry pieces. My kids have gotten good enough with the Glock 19. I want them to have it. I like it better than the one they have, so I'm going to give them my Glock. Here's the dilemma I'm having, and it's a really immature dilemma. I have so many gun guy friends of mine. I'm not one of these gun guy experts, okay? I can handle weapons. I know my way around them. I'm okay, but I don't want to pretend like I'm one of these experts. But so many of my friends are, all these Green Berets I know and stuff now, and they have all these sweet guns. And I kind of want one of those, but I really know my Glock, and every instinct in my body tells me to stick with what I know. And that's why I haven't gotten it yet. I will tell you when I get a new one, all right? Jonathan, Tennessee, go.
Yes, sir. Are there any sane Democrats left, and what can they do to reclaim their party from the communists?
There are undoubtedly sane Democrats left. There's no question about that. It would be naive to think they're all communists. However, they are so held hostage by their base. Have you been paying attention to this Joe Manchin stuff with this, you know, mini Build Back Better plan, the one they called the Inflation Reduction Act? Well, that's terrible for West Virginia. You can't go green in West Virginia and hold your seat. Joe Manchin's approval, he was going to walk to re-election. They pulled him before and after his support for that bill. After his support for the bill, and you never know if this lasts, right? But after his support for the bill, he would lose. If his election was today, he would lose. He may have just lost his Senate seat. Why? The base of their party is so insane. The elected Democrats know, but I have said forever, I think an untapped voting block for you and me is older Democrats, man. If you're a 60-year-old Democrat, 70-year-old Democrat, listen to the sound of my voice, 50, whatever the case may be, and you grew up, you're probably blue collar, maybe you're a union guy, something like that, so you always voted Democrat, don't tell me you're not looking at all this trans insanity nonsense and saying to yourself, what kind of freaks run my party? I mean, that's what that party has become. And as the GOP has gratefully become more blue collar, which I prefer a construction worker GOP. As it's gone more blue collar, I think the older Democrat crew is one we can welcome into the fold. Hank in St. Louis, go, boss.
Yes. Hi, Jesse. I met you in St. Louis here. Did a double thumbs up on you. nobody's talking about the tribulation that's about to.
Hank thinks we are in the end time. Sorry, Hank. Time is short. I had to abbreviate for you. You might be right. You might be right. I will tell you this, though, about the end times. Chris, it's the New Testament. You wouldn't understand. I will tell you this, though, about the end times. People have gone through many, 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 many horrific things since Jesus was risen from the dead. And every single time they went through something horrific, they thought it was the end times. Think if you're a Ukrainian in the Holodomor, while 2 million people, do you think they thought they were in the end times? World War I, Chris brought up, you think they thought they were in the end times? The Holocaust, do you think they thought they were in the end time? We might be. Look, I am not the one who gets to make that decision, right? I'm not putting words in anyone's mouth. We might be, but we might not. And thinking you're in the end times is not new. Paul, New Hampshire, go.
Yeah, the global experiment and the guidelines for the COVID prevention, it's the preparatory work and the global experiment has been finished. Everybody's safe. No, we're not.
He kind of has an awesome accent. He's a little hammered every time he calls in, which I actually appreciate. But I like that New Hampshire accent. I think that's really cool. Vinny in New York, speaking of awesome accents. Go, Vinny. Vinny blew it. Chris, you have no idea how disappointed I am right now. I had a My Cousin Vinny joke in the chamber ready to go. No, I did. I know. I did. And now it's gone. Now it's gone forever. All right. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email your questions in now. Do not wait till tomorrow, okay? Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Remember, they don't have to be political. Anything you want. We will have fun tomorrow. Look, we're still going to hammer whatever news comes out tomorrow, but we're going to have a blast. We're going to spend an hour just having fun, telling stories, maybe do some more history, laughing. Remember, you can listen to any part of the show you may have missed. iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. What, Chris? There are lots of those things on there now. And sometimes, I admit, sometimes I go read them. And I scroll through them and I sit there and say to myself, you know what? This guy's right. I am just like Adonis. All right. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.